Two pieces here in the Ralbag about the Shira, which I just want to bring out just a very simple point. The Ralbag here on the left hand side, Oz Yoshe Moshe, so he says that to Elis is Bemidos. It's appropriate for a person to praise and thanks Hidor's recognition to Hashem, Yisale, al Shegmolohu meha Toivois, that he bestowed upon him Toivois. Why? Kiboze meha Yishora elho emuno Bashem, Yisale, mashalo yalem. This brings him to a clarification, a straightening out, a clarity of his emuna in Hashem from the fact that he's not just ignoring it, not just silence about it, and he's expressing it. And therefore, the Torah tells us that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang the Shira to give this Toidah al Mashe Gomlo Me'atoiv on the chesed that happened, that they got through the Yamsuf, even though it was a raging sea, and at the same time, of course, the Mitzrim were drowning. So just very simple to point out that it certainly doesn't say that we have to thank Hashem because we have to thank Hashem. That's the midah. Sounds like the midah of thanking Hashem is not real. Hashem doesn't need our thank you. It's pretty poshut. But he says the reason that we have to give Shevach Vahidor is that's going to strengthen and straighten out and expand our emunah rather than just letting it ride, and maybe even it would decrease in the process, that I don't know for sure. And if you think about the context, of course, it's very interesting because they reached such a high level. They believed in Hashem. They believed in Moshe as the Eved Hashem and the Novi Hashem. They read Masherosa Shivcho Leros, the Robin Basrosa Shivch Al Hayom, what she saw, the Robin Buzi bin Abu Osoi. So it was the clarity. And yet, they still needed that additional expression of Shevach Lohidor in order to strengthen and not to allow the emunah that they achieved to falter. I just think the implication for us in terms of tefillah, in terms of the tefillahs that we recite every day and the Zimra, and the Psukim from Tilim, and all of this is, so, all right, and even in the Shemoneh Esrei, all right, I know it well. I said it this morning, I said it again for Mincha, I said enough, again and again and again and again. If they're holding by the Yamsuf, and they reach the Masherosa Shivcho L'Roa Ben Buzi, and they reach the Aminu Hashem of Moshe Abdoi, so, like, and still, no, they need that Shevach Lohidor to strengthen it even more and more. Something I think that should strengthen our conviction of how much we have to engage in that and pay attention to and maybe learn and understand what we're saying in all this Shevach Vahidor that we say, Brochos and Tehillim and Psukei Dezimra and in Birchas Krishma, whatever we have, and because every nuance is going to make a difference. Even if we already achieved the level that what Ashivcha saw, that Cheskel didn't see, and yet we still need more and more. Okay, but then the Ralbag goes on, and on the posuk and the Halta Bozra Vekut Shecho, the top of the right hand page, so he says, here's a Toeles, Lohidia, Sheinian Kriyas Yamsuf, Hoya Boy Toeles, Lahanchel Es Yisroel, Es Oretz Li Yisroel. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Toeles was to assure that we can take the Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael, Mitzar Echot. That's Mitzar Echot. Zul Asma, Shenimshach Mimeno, Lohovi, Yisroel, Ahamin, Bashem, Umeisha Abdoi. Besides the fact that they brought us to a higher level of Yaminu, Bashem, Umeisha Abdoi, but he says there was another thing, to Elis, to be able to be Yerush, Eretz Yisroel, to be able to deserve and to earn the Yerush and Eretz Yisroel. Shehoyo shar godol lohovi Yisroel ligvul mehashleimus shiuroi leirush asoretz. Because this was an opening, the Kriyas Yamsuf was an opening of a the boundaries in Shleimus that we could reach additional levels of Shleimus besides just the Emunah that we achieved, but this unique and an unprecedented level of shleimus that came through the Kriyas Yamsuf that would become roi for Yerushas Oretz. The focus seems to be that Hashem led us towards Nevei Kodshecho. This is the way that we're going, and in order to be able to achieve this ultimate Shleimus, in order to be able to get Eretz Yisrael. So it seems that besides all the influence that the that was had on the Emunah through Kriyas Yamsuf, but there was something else. There was a unique level of Shleimus that was achieved that was beyond even that, that only with that superior level, with that ultimate Shleimus and Dveikus Vashem, would Klal Yisrael be Roy for Yerushas Oretz. Fine. Then the Rabbah continues, and he says, the next Toelis, Tviyem of Sitoim Har Nachaloscha, again referring to Eretz Yisrael, says, Lohidia, Shelo Hoye Iker HaKavona B'ma Sheyoed Hashem Yisrael HaHoretz LiYisrael, the ribui haperos hanimtzoim shom. This teaches us, yeah, Bahar Nachaloscha, to focus again on the richnius, that the ikur of going into Eretz Yisrael was not because the ribui haperos, the abundance of beautiful, wonderful peros that exist in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvash that you find there. But the kavona was rather, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll feel that shefa that comes down, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ruchnius, that you feel kale, that I'm so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I feel it much more than any other place. Only Hara Maria, because the focus was not on the Peres Oretz, was only on Hara Maria. If the kavana was Birushas Oretz, Biribui HaPeres, was just for Peres, so if it was Peres also, was that part of the kavana, he would have mentioned it. It only mentions Hamaria. So the kavana to Eretz Yisrael was not for the Peres, not for the abundance of materialism there, but no, it was for the Ruchnis. Elashim kol zeh timsa shekvar hoye ribui haperos nimsa baretz k'mo shezoch ratoira. It was all there, and that's also part of it, because he continues and says, we need the Peres in order to have the Ruchnis, but the tachlis of everything is the Ruchnis. I find this to be a little bit strange. The Ralbag is going to great lengths and proving also that the ikur of going into Eretz Yisrael was not the peros, but rather the shefa eliki, the ruchnius. Sounds like that we could have thought, justified the thought, that you know why we're going to Eretz Yisrael? Hashem wants to give us these peros. There's such eretz soas chol udvash, eretz chitus oire gefen utein of rimon, eretz zeh shemen udvash. Oh, gewalt, this is why we're going in. And he has to prove that can't be, because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu would have mentioned, besides the El Nevei Kodshecho, or which pasuk that he brings, he would have mentioned the Peros together with the Ruchnius. So it's only for the Ruchnius. Now, we just read in the other Ralbag that even the level of Emunah that they achieved on the Yamsuf was not enough to be Zeiche LeYerushas Oretz. They needed a special level of shleimus that came through the experience of the Yamsuf, and now it'll be Zeichet Yerushas Oretz. And yet there's still Avamina that why Yerushas Oretz? What was that so important? Why did they have to be Zeichet to such Ruchnius? Well, because maybe it's because of the Peros. Hashem wanted to give us Peros. So it just occurs to me that we don't appreciate how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be nene from the world that he created. Yerushalmi says, if a person's osed litnes hadin, if he wasn't nene, the permissible hanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he wants, it's meitiv. Oilam chesed yibona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be meitiv. And all the brochis and all the peris and all the zovas cholav udvash and everything, he wants to give it to us. Ad kedei kach, that there's a havamina, that was the purpose of going to Eretz Yisrael, The Ralbag has to bring a raya. Moshe Rabbeinu would have mentioned it if that was the purpose. And no, that's not the purpose. It's just, as he says at the end, it's just a hechitimtza, because if you don't have what to eat and you don't have everything, then you can't, the goof can't, the ruchnias can't survive because the goof is not taken care of. But that's all. But there was a havamina that's why we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and we have to reach such shleimus to be able to be worthy to accept, to be yoyrish, the hatova, the material hatova that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us. So it's just like, it seems that, number one, that just the picture of, yes, this could be. It could be that all of this was to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, just to be able to have that hatova. And no, we prove from the Pesukim and the Ralbag says that's the chiddush of this posuk, to tell us that, no, it's not for that. It's for the ruchnius. And it would seem also that the hatova that Hashem wants to give us requires great shleimus. Because the more the hatova, everything in the world goes with what you earn. So if there's such abundant hatova, which is above and beyond anything that I can imagine, so I have to even reach higher levels of ruchnius in order to be worthy of it. So therefore, we could have thought that all the levels of ruchnius that a person has to reach, that they reach through the amsuf, not enough the amunah, but even beyond that, the shleimus that he described, that could have been all to be zeicha, just to the hatova of Peiros HaOretz. I think that the sense of appreciation, I find a lot of people, especially younger people, when you tell them that Hashem wants them to have every hanor, that Olam Chesed Yibone is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Kulei Chesed, and all he wants to do is to be meitiv. It sounds a bit strange. Petty things, little things, big things, all things. And the second thing is that if we really want to be zeicha to all this hanor that Kodesh Baruch Hu does want to give us, here the havamina was that should be the whole purpose. We have to keep growing in shleimus and elevating, no matter where we're holding. I could be holding by higher levels of emunah. I have to go beyond and beyond and beyond to be zeicha to more and more and more of the hatova, of the physical, material hatova that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us.